Welcome to your daily dose of naughtiness, where me, Eva, will be taking you through a short little episode of sex, horniness, and sensuality. Join me every weekday evening at 10 p.m. GMT. I promise you I'll make it worth your while. I'm so excited to talk about today's topic, which is sex outside or in other places other than your bedroom. So let me touch on when I had not long lost my virginity and I was very horny and very hungry for sex. And on a Sunday, I know, very sinful on a Sunday, I would meet up with this lad called Rich, who lived about 5 minutes away from me. And he had an older sister who was a couple of years older than me. And my parents believed that I was meeting up with both of them and we were just going for a little walk across the fields. Little did they know that it was just me and Rich. And Rich would take me across a couple of fields so that we were far enough away from home, but if we needed to get back quickly, we could. So we would end up in the field. He would first of all go down on me, and oh my god, my eyes used to roll in the back of my head every time because it was all very new to me and I loved it. Then I'd get him to take off my dress and make me very vulnerable and totally naked, and then he would fuck my brains out. And I look forward to every single Sunday that I could see him. And then I'd have to go back home very flustered and say, oh my god, what a walk that was. But yeah, that's not the only place that I've done it in a field. I've done it in a car. I've done it in a nightclub toilet. I've done it in an office when I worked at a shop and I really fancied the manager, and I flirted with him for a good month and a half before anything actually happened. And yeah, let's just say that I became a supervisor just so I could help with the cashing up and then the extra training that he gave me. Yeah, it was so much fun. So there's other places that I'm going to run through that you guys might be able to say, yes, I've had sex or foreplay there. So in an elevator, in a lift, obviously with Aerosmith's song, Love in the Elevator. In a car park, haven't we all? On top of the front of the car. That is so, so horny. Have that you been a member of the Mile High Club? Personally, I haven't. But yeah, you horny fuckers. In a library, oh my god, I don't think I could get away with that because I'm quite a vocal person. In an abandoned building, I have done that, I can say, and it's quite exciting because that you know that 9 times out of 10 nobody's gonna come looking for you, so you can just do what the hell you like. Just in the toilet of say a pub or a cafe, more likely a pub because it's more busier and it's just the risk. of maybe getting caught. And that's what I love about outdoor sex or like away from your home. So yeah, let me know if you have any thoughts on outdoor sex. If you're listening on Anchor, you can leave a voice message. And if you're listening on Soundgasm, then just drop a message in my inbox or on the comments underneath, okay? So have a good day and speak to you tomorrow. Bye.